Dow had 166 points, but the NASDAQ 84 points in the red. This is SRN News.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been enjoying a string of pretty nice days this week, but we do have a late-week storm system on the way. Today, though, the warming trend continues, high 76 with a good bit of sun mixed in with some clouds. The nights are also starting to moderate. Tonight's low down to about 50. We'll be near 80 on Thursday with a good bit of sun. The risk of scattered showers and storms returning after midnight on Thursday night. Widespread rain and storms on Friday and periods of showers and storms over the weekend. Rainfall totals could be excessive. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Thank you once again for voting ASE the best credit union and best mortgage company in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We're honored to serve our members for 69 years and counting.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
1819 News.
U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville continues to express concern over the hiring of a transgender space camp worker. Tuberville called on the U.S. Space and Rocket Center to do a better job of vetting the worker so that parents are not afraid to send their children to space camp. Tuberville is referring to the controversy that erupted this past Monday when a Huntsville parent revealed that a biological man identifying as a woman would be working in the overnight camp where the father was going to send his daughter. Clay Yarbrough has since changed his mind based on the lack of reassurance that his daughter will be safe. Tuberville says that reading the social media comments that have been made by this transgender person will leave parents aghast, and he hopes that the Space and Rocket Center does the right thing to not jeopardize the program. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you, to have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A court case that involves the illegal sports gambling is being delayed for a second time. The case involves 11 defendants, six of which are from Alabama. Those defendants are accused of conspiracy to operate a multi-million dollar betting ring as well as tax evasion. The date for this trial has been rescheduled to May at the very earliest. Dollar Tree plans to close down about 1,000 of its stores in the next few years as restructuring within the company occurs. The announcement was made by the company leadership out of Virginia. This represents about 12% of the overall Dollar Tree stores that are owned and operated here in the U.S. Some 600 will close by the end of this year, and others will close when their leases expire. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Sometimes you need things done around your house or land that your lawnmower or weed eater just can't handle. That's when you call Prattville Farm Center. They bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They say no job is too small. I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years, and I like dealing with hometown folks. They get the job done right and get it done quickly. If you have land that needs clearing, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for Montgomery.
Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's news and views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
I guess, to get to today, though it is a slow news day. Yeah. But, locally here, people still going on. Coach Tuberville still doubling down. I know Dale Jackson, I guess I could call him a competitor, colleague, peer.
Colleague?
No, see, and I don't even want to claim peer because the man's been doing radio a lot longer than me. But he's been hammering this, continuing on his show, I know for a fact, and the Twitter. Mm-hmm. Did you see the story about Space Camp, Eddie?
Yes.
What are your thoughts? Because I only touched on it briefly. I am not a father. You are? No, you're not a father of a daughter. No. But it's, come on, I mean, you're a father, so you have the actual insight, not just how
I... Yeah, I have a big issue with it. But to kind of put it the way I see it, you know, I recently took the grandkids. We went to Tennessee and all. Mm-hmm. We went to this Build-A-Bear, and I've always wanted to do that with grandkids. It was an incredible experience, even it was. But that's the first time that I've ever gone to a place like that, and the guy behind the counter had the full makeup on, and I really thought about, and I know I sound like a redneck, but I really thought about snatching my grandkids up and walking out of there, because I don't want anything to do with that. You can play in your own world. That's fine for you. We did the experience, and it was a good experience. But to this day, I don't know if I did the right thing. I don't want them kind of having to deal with that.
But it was like instinct on your part.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he dealt with it the whole time. He ended up being a perfectly normal individual as far as that goes. But it took me, and maybe I'm old, but it took me back. I was just like, what? I'm looking around, how can an organization and this park and all... But apparently, I'm the odd man out. This is the normal today. Well, I don't like it.
And what I said yesterday is the two things that I said were, one, it's, I think, a shame. It hurts my heart to watch people who really are lost souls, and I'm not putting that...
No, I agree with you.
...in a derogatory way. I think people trying to find purpose and meaning in this life, and that's the road they go down... Like, a study just came out that said men who try to transition to women who do get the surgery mm-hmm. are twice as likely to commit suicide.
So that tells me what I've kind of wondered and thought aloud all along. They've had some mental issues. They're looking at that as their answer. And when they find out, you know what? This is not the answer. And I've just really ruined...
Right. And then, you know, I've heard stories of people that transition when they're like 50, and it's like, all right, man, and maybe it is the answer for them.
But yeah, but at that point...
It probably isn't the answer,
no,
if you know what I mean.
At that point, you're so comfortable with yourself, right. You know, it just...
Oh, and plus, we've talked about this before, as both men and women get older, they start to look more alike.
Yes, they do.
Like,
and
come
ever
on.
Since you've kind of put that in my brain...
It's true.
See it a lot more often.
It's true. Put a little cute little wig on Mitch McConnell.
Yeah.
Kind of looks like an old lady.
Yep.
Now, that was the one of the things I said.
Okay.
The other thing I said is you can call this didn't start with a news company. This started and didn't start with Senator Tuberville.
Mm-hmm.
It started with a father
right.
of a daughter going to space camp, and he posted on the Book of Faces. And my basic point is a parent, that father in particular, I imagine, doesn't give a damn what you call him.
Nope.
Or your moral shaming, or any of that. And this is, I think we've lost touch with some of the basics.
I agree.
Like, a parent can be wrong about their child, or can be wrong about a person in the sense that they're trying to protect their child. But do not underestimate how ingrained that is in the back of somebody's brain to protect their kid at all costs.
It's so kind of...
Like, and don't mock it.
It's funny you bring that up. Again, with the grandkids, we were somewhere, the beach or somewhere, and there were kids playing, and when the kids got a little aggressive, well, Papa Bear just went over. I just snatched my two kids, the two grandkids. Right. And it was just instinct. And honestly, a few minutes later, I was a little bit embarrassed about it because just instinct kicked in.
Yeah, so that's going on and continuing to go on. Tuberville doubling down on that.
I'm glad.
But you're also, and yeah, people aren't giving up. Good. It's more a Huntsville-centric story being Space Camp, but it has gone national, international now. But breaking news that happened this morning, the House of Representatives, Eddie, has voted to ban TikTok.
We're going to talk about this?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Bunch of old scared fools. One.
But what about the Chinese?
Two.
Okay.
Two is, and it's going to happen in more industry now. Two is, the Chinese have got a product that the Americans can't beat. So what do? We sue them and we get them kicked out. It's happening with TikTok. And we all know, honestly, I think there's an age difference. I'm very comfortable with that. TikTok takes my data. So does Facebook. So does everybody.
Well, and here's what I think is also at play. I agree with your 2 points.
Well, I got one more point.
Three points.
I have a drone that's made by China. DJI, one of the best companies in the world. They're trying to do the same thing with that. And the reason, American companies can make the same drone, but it costs 3 to 5 times the cost. Well, I can't beat them, so I take them to court. And that's what they're doing.
And the Chinese warned, they put out a statement in English saying, if they do this, this will come back to bite the United States. And I'm like, what does that mean exactly? I don't think the Chinese are just following logic. I think that is a veiled threat.
All of a sudden, you go after American companies that might be in China.
Oh, yeah.
McDonald's.
Now, the common knowledge is they're already doing that.
Yeah.
That's one aspect of Vivek Ramaswamy's story that I really appreciated, that he goes over there thinking we're going to make a big buck in China. Mm-hmm. And as he's running that company, he realizes, I need to get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
This is not going to go well. But here's what I think is going on. Has the federal government ever, in the name of national security, suggested we need to have the power to do a certain thing because of some foreign element?
Certainly.
Yeah, they've been doing it for a while, right? It started, and by the way, we wonder, where did our liberty go? This is John Adams with the Alien and Sedition Acts, that you can't speak ill of the president because it might, you know, sow discord in the population. You know, damn the First Amendment.
Right.
Now, if it had been a state governor who wanted to ban somebody's speech, that was still allowed back then. The First Amendment only applied to the Congress, to the federal government. But they did it anyway, because words on paper don't mean anything if the men you set in benches and seats of power don't actually enforce the words on the paper. It's always a government of men, no matter how much we try to go for the ideal of the rule of law. So it's in our history. Laws still on the books that are being used today, like the Espionage Act. Yeah. Woodrow Wilson locked up people that were protesting against the draft, in particular because they were reading the Declaration of Independence outside draft offices. They locked up one guy who threw out anti-war pamphlets out his window, like in New York City or some big city, and they arrested him. Thing is, they were all written in Yiddish.
Not only that, we do that all the time. We put that stuff out all the time.
All the time. And so let's go to the more modern era of what's going on. Has the federal government ever said we need to take this certain action that might infringe on somebody's liberties, in particular, say, property rights and ownership in this case that we're talking about with TikTok, but in the name of fighting some foreign threat, we need to do certain things? The Patriot Act, I think, fits that.
Not only that, Joey, these are the same jackasses who made us get, or tried to make us all get COVID shots.
That fits.
I got nothing for him. I can't believe a liar is a liar is a liar.
Right.
I can't go, hey, he's telling the truth this time. No, you've lied to me before. Therefore, I no longer trust you.
And I named the title of our live stream, and again, Joey Clark Live on YouTube. Like and subscribe, or at the Joey Clark on the X platform. Would love a follow. They're both great ways to watch. But I named this live stream, leaders today are either imbeciles or Machiavellians. What do I mean by that?
Nicer than I am.
Well, here's what I mean by that. Is like, you either are so dumb you really think the government, as written in the Constitution, is actually how things operate. Or you realize that the government we have is more based on, say, the Administrative Act of 1946 than it is the Declaration. Mm-hmm. And so you play the game accordingly, as a practical politician would. I don't necessarily begrudge a smart, clever person who sees through all the pomp and circumstance and all the philosophical poetry we throw at people at inaugurations or at State of the Unions, and then just tried to get work done for their interests, for their community's interests, these sorts of things. But it's such a bad time where you are either a Machiavellian or an imbecile. So let's be Machiavellian, shall we? Because I don't think it's smart to be dumb, though. I guess there's some bliss in that ignorance.
Yeah,
some days I do wish I was as dumb as a dog.
There are moments where,
don't get me wrong, I'm already fairly dumb. So let's be Machiavellian. Let's think several steps through.
All right.
That the literal thing that they're putting out there, the formal official explanation they're putting out of why we're banning TikTok, can we take a moment and go, that's probably bullcrap? Because we've seen American history, especially recent American history. Yes. There is a ratchet effect where they get one power, and then down the road, there's a precedent set. So there are already folks on the Twitter today, after the House of Representatives put this out, saying that it's in the law that it is up to the determination of the president whether a company is directed or influenced by a foreign adversary. Now, there are folks saying, well, but we clearly define what foreign, you know, what that means in the law. I'm like, well, clearly define what that means in the law. Isn't it always subject to going to court? How many times didn't Biden just get rid of all sorts of student loans after being told no over and over again?
We were told he can't do it. Don't worry about it.
And so how far-fetched would it be to say, hey, Elon Musk is doing the bidding of the Russians? Elon Musk is doing the bidding of the Chinese? Or anybody else, for that matter.
Why don't you put it out there to an ignorant American public? Sure. They'll pick it right up.
Well, because they're going to be imbeciles. They're going to be literal-minded about it. Or I think the vast majority of Americans are more than capable of supporting themselves and living independent lives, for the most part, but they're just so busy with life.
That's the killer.
They don't have time to pay attention, or they're just so jaded. They're like, they're all crooks and liars.
Another prime example,
So there's no hope. It's like blackpilled sort of thing.
Exactly.
But this seems exactly where this will probably go. This is, since the internet started to become such a huge influence, they've wanted their hooks in this.
Yeah.
And it's especially only, when Trump won.
It's only going to get worse.
And it's only going to get worse. And who's they? I think it's Democrats and Republicans.
Oh, yeah.
This is bipartisan. Now, again, some of the dummies up there in Congress. And here's the thing. You could be a high IQ individual who's able to do all sorts of amazing things, things better than Eddie or I or most of us listening. And yet, on certain matters, you could be a real dumbass. Also, and I think there are a lot of folks who take it at face value.
Sure.
This is the obvious official reason.
They can be misinformed. That's what's so bad. I can tell you something. Instead of you checking it out, well, Eddie told me this is the truth and I'm taking it to the...
Right.
Eddie might be getting paid by somebody on the backside to put that in your head.
And I think it is foolish if somebody entertains this idea, oh, well, we'll be able to keep that part of the law in check. No president will use that authority.
Never have.
Mm-hmm.
Never have.
Well, all of a sudden, for instance, ever since Elon bought Twitter and changed it to X, how many different regulatory agencies, because they're scientific and nonpartisan, right? But it's interesting how these scientific, nonpartisan organizations, whether it's the Securities and Exchange Commission or the Trade Commission, all these, let's go down the list, the things that Elon's dealing with right now with his companies, multiple companies. Is it a coincidence? A coincidence that all of them are going after him heavy-handed right now?
Throw one more on there. They've released the unions on him. I say it like it is. They've released
the unions. They're playing with fire there.
Yep.
Because you know Elon, he'll figure out a way to have robots doing everything.
Right. And it's, honest to God, automotive manufacturer is not that far away from 100%.
Right. It's when what he's doing with some of those gigafactories is...
Right.
And I think it's great. I mean, it's not necessarily great for the worker, but... Yeah, but it's
just... always go learn to code.
My point is, there's no such thing as coincidences.
Yeah.
And so what's the official on-the-books law, whether you're talking about the Declaration, which I think was the first law passed by the first Congress, or the actual Constitution itself, or you're talking about all the esoteric laws that, unless you're an administrative lawyer, which means you're slightly insane, you're probably not even going to understand it. And they're going to continue to manipulate. So out of fear of China, let's get rid of TikTok. but also get our hooks for the future ready to go against anybody else that challenges us. I don't love this by any means.
And with those laws, it's when they choose to enforce them. The laws are on the books. Joey can break the law, we let it go. Elon Musk break that same law, where we're going after him. And then they'll tell you there's no difference. There's no two-tier injustice. Huh?
Yeah, of course there is. Now, that brings me to the hearing yesterday.
Okay.
With Robert Herr.
Oh, yeah, I watched part of that.
And I have to say, their folks are giving all their reactions, but after watching a few of the clips, I have to say, I'm with Herr.
Me too, because he pissed off both sides.
Exactly.
I know he did something right.
Exactly.
That's
right.
That's how I see it.
Yes, and he seemed like he wasn't like Mueller, who seemed like senile.
Not at all.
This guy seemed very much in his right mind and capable, height of his powers even. And a lot of folks are like, well, you're a Republican, aren't you? I think Hank Johnson.
A couple of times.
Real galaxy brain there. Like Hank Johnson really, you're a member of the Federalist Society, right? It's like, but he's not, actually.
I thought he said he wasn't, but he did go back and say, well, you know, he was put in power by Donald, or put in place by Donald Trump.
And so, then you have the Republicans saying, well, but, I mean, if Biden clearly kept these documents knowingly, why didn't you charge him? And I think Herr's point is, it would be brought to a jury in D.C. I've done a lot of these cases, and no jury's going to convict Joe Biden.
I get that, but as an American that's pissed at Joe Biden, I also say, okay, you, in your opinion, yes, it won't happen.
But
damn it, do it anyway.
But for political reasons, it's actually, let's not be imbeciles and think of the literal. Let's think like Machiavellians. This is like the best of both worlds for both parties. Because both of them now are able to, with a fairly straight face, to bitch about it and go back to their voters and rile them up. So everybody gets to be upset. It's kind of like with this recent immigration deal that fell through. Everybody gets their talking points out of it.
He did make the statement that he did not exonerate him.
Right.
And so to me, I heard that, I was like, well, wait. Well,
but he didn't confirm, he's guilty of sin either.
He still played it right down the middle, which...
Right.
In his spot, I understand that, but again,
that's
what
a good prosecutor does. Right. He's not the judge and jury.
Exactly, and that's why I thought it was a hotline drive down the middle. Nobody caught it because he pissed off both sides.
Right. Now, is it unfair that Trump is being pursued over a documents case, and Biden gets let free? No, it's not fair.
It's not fair at all. But I think the two-tier system.
Right, and Biden, by the way, had stuff that went back to '70s and '80s.
He didn't hold it for a week or so.
Right. So he was very much a young man in his right mind back then. And then some of the stuff, and this is just icky, comes out. You know, the press conference Biden gave where he got very upset, almost like it seemed like a genuine moment how angry he was. Mm-hmm. How dare they bring up my son and the death of my son?
I do remember that.
And when they asked me that question, I said, it's none of their damn business. And I remember the exact... Well, it turns out when you look at the transcript, they didn't ask him that question.
Right.
Biden just brought it up.
Totally different than the spin we got on it originally.
Yeah. And then the Democrats came up with something saying, well, it's in 2015. I remember he died in 2015. And then you look at the full quote of this transcript. It's like, at first he starts saying, was it 2018, 2017? And then his lawyer corrects him, it's 2015. And he's like, oh, yeah, 2015. Yeah, man, really... within his wits.
No.
Now, the other breaking news this morning is a judge has dismissed 6 counts against Trump in the Fannie Willis case.
Fannie.
I think it's over 40 if you include all the other parties that they said are part of Trump's conspiracy.
Yeah.
So 40 counts thrown out the window, essentially.
A little erosion happened.
Doesn't mean
case,
the case is fully over. I only had a short little time with Judge Napolitano yesterday, which is frustrating, but because there's a lot legally going on I'd like to talk about.
A lot of things going on with that case, but it seems, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems the powers that be are doing all they can do to keep Fannie and just let this go.
Keep her afloat?
Mm-hmm. And just let this go.
Think she's buoyant?
Yeah, with a booty like that? Yeah.
Don't be shaming that.
I'm not.
It's a real thing. It's a good thing.
As a scuba diver, I've noticed women with booties like that have to wear a little bit more weight when we scuba dive.
Right, you know, skinny women. Well, they're great, too. I love women. I have all their album. 272-9228. Even the ones that hate me.
Those are the ones that are easiest to love.
Those are the ones you usually end up marrying. Yeah. Hey, we got to hit this break. Right. But first, this part of the program.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And they're Montgomery Men's Health. Well, men, you know, as you get older, two things start to happen. One can be performance issues like erectile dysfunction, like it just ain't working.
It can happen.
And that's no fun. It used to work all the time when I even wanted to work.
Right.
Now it's just not working. Or it could be, as you get older, low testosterone. And these are not things to deny, put off, be ashamed about. It's not something to wait to get fixed. And I know fellas hate going to the doctor. I do too. But Montgomery Men's Health was created just for guys like us. So if you're walking around and you feel a lack of motivation, a lack of drive, including sex drive, a lack of energy, just feel like you're walking through life in a fog as you're gaining weight, like fat and losing muscle, well, knowing whether you have low testosterone is huge in combating some of these issues. And in fact, there are a lot of guys walking around who don't know they're suffering from low T. And that could be the worst because, you know, you're a guy doesn't want to go to the doctor.
Right.
You feel like crap, but you're like, well, I'll just power through.
What guys
and
do.
The problem just festers.
Yep.
That's why you got to get by Montgomery Men's Health. The providers there will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And they have treatments there, low-T treatments at Montgomery Men's Health that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother.
That's right, brother. Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism. You usually even notice an increased libido.
Nothing wrong with that, buddy.
You can actually book the same day that you call. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com to book your appointment today. And be sure to tell them that Joey and Eddie, those fellas on the radio, sent you more news and views in the afternoon after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due assignment. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage, plus tax, tag, title, and $9.95 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your market report. How is the real estate market and what does 2024 hold for us? Last year, over 4,700 homes sold and closed through realtors and the average sales price was $245,000. People who have owned real estate over the last 2 to 3 years have profited by keeping their homes and now have more equity in their home than ever. The people who listed their homes with realtors were able to find ready and willing buyers that paid at or above their asking price. Mortgage companies and local builders have found ways to overcome higher rates with attractive programs that allow for low-cost refinancing when the rate drops. Some of the local mortgage companies have new programs that help buyers with low down payment programs, such as one program with 1% down or even less. If you haven't bought a house yet, now is the time. For all the information, call Bo Goodson at 221-2883 or the Goodson Group at 551-0225.
This April, spring into mountains of fun during our Winning Rovers giveaway at Wind Creek Wetumpka. You have two chances to win big, so come play throughout March and April to earn entries. The excitement begins at 5 p.m. on Saturday, April 13th, and again on Saturday, April 27th, when you can win cash, free play, or drive off in a 2024 Land Rover Defender. Exclusively at Wind Creek Wetumpka. Escape every day at Wind Creek Casino and on the Casinoverse app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm. Optima's tax professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289. 800-367-6289.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The Health and Wealth Show. The Health and Wealth Show. The show so nice, we said it twice. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV. The Health.
Make it up, son. Joke's over, hey?
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. I'm Joey, he's Eddie.
How you doing, Joey?
I'm doing all right. Surviving. I can't believe you haven't made a comment about my hat and about my outfit. It looks like I'm about to go golfing.
Okay.
What does it look like? Go ahead.
Gonna go herd some sheep.
Herd some sheep?
Look like you're fixing to head to Ireland and herd some sheep.
A sheep herder? Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's accurate.
That was being nice. The herding.
You mean like?
I'm just being nice.
I'm not that lonely.
Well.
Let's go to Urbanite and stop talking to you right now. Hey, Urbanite.
How you doing, great one? Here's the question. Could this be a DC shakedown?
The TikTok thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
Exactly.
That's
right.
That's what I'm feeling. And here's the question. I would love to know the dollars and cents on how much we actually get out of TikTok. Here's the deal. I'm not going to feel bad for them. If they're incorporated in some other country and we're getting like pennies on the dime for that business, because I know all the talk was to drive the stock down. It's common sense to me. All the nasty talk was to drive the stock down.
Mm-hmm.
And since the stock ain't moving, they're playing hardball now, which means that means we get rid of you and we make a company that's just like you. Because we can expect that to come, I would say, within the next month, if TikTok does get put out of business.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of this.
Somebody coming. Yeah, but it's so obvious to me that it's a shakedown. But here's the deal. I mean, there is some truth to it, because I purposely tried to change my algorithm by going dislike and purposely put it up like controversial type topics, so that I start getting some liberal views. And it's amazing how many videos I started getting of all our heroes, like Candace Owens and Kennedy and what's that guy's name, Shapiro, mm-hmm. who are darn good debaters, as you know.
Right.
But there are little groups out there where somebody got the best of them, and if your algorithm is skewed to liberal, you'll get the retorts from the people who got the best of those people.
Yeah, it's gotten worse than, but I always think of the line Bill Burr gave to Conan. It's like, oh, you and your politics, you just go to imrightcom and it's gotten, you don't even have to go to a website now. It's yeah. just curated for mm-hmm. you.
Oh, okay. You think Alabama is going to get out of the this latest thing with the trans thing? You think we're smart enough not to walk into this publicity trap this time?
No. No, and I don't know if I agree with the premise, but to answer your question directly, no.
Okay, what would be the premise? What was the premise you were getting out of the
That this is necessarily some huge trap.
Okay. Is it a nothing burger? It's a nothing burger to me.
Yeah, for me personally, I think it's a Huntsville story, and I think it's an interesting story from the point of view of a parent looking out for the kid and this new world we're now in. I don't know, with Coach Tuberville continuing to double down on it, I'm not surprised, but I think it should be a Huntsville story where the folks there in Huntsville, like if I was in Dale Jackson's position, yeah, we would be talking about this pretty seriously.
Gotcha.
But is it like with Eddie, the person who was uncomfortable and was like, okay, you're uncomfortable, so what? It's just you. Is it one of those situations, maybe?
No, I think it was, he's uncomfortable, and imagine other people are as well, but some people aren't going to say anything. They're just going to get their kid and walk out.
Well, and I'll put it this way, Urbanite. On college campuses, they have segregated dorms in terms of men and women. And the people that are the monitors that run the halls, it ain't a guy running the women's dorm.
And what does that say guys to women's prison?
And what does that say to your generation? Because in my day, we had just gotten into co-ed dorms when I was in college in 80. I was in school in 82 and 83, 84. Okay. And we had just started doing the co-ed. And Alabama was like 20 years late on that one.
Well, and that's college, and I remember being at the University of Alabama visiting friends, and it was definitely co-ed.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But also you got to keep in mind, these are kids like age 9 to 18. So, you know, if they're minors, people tend to be even more protective. And I think rightfully so.
I don't have a problem with people doing their own thing, but go do your own thing somewhere else. Not there.
I agree with you, Andy, but here's the deal. Doing your thing your own way or whatever, and I get that, because I've been thrown off a couple of times with people standing in front of me who I didn't know they were male or female. I just didn't drop the pronoun. I just, like, that thing they used to do on Saturday Night Live with that, what was that character that hit the girl's boy
Pat,
name?
Pat.
What's that? It's Pat?
I just did a Pat thing and didn't even, I just called him customer or thank you and was on and done
right,
it.
Right. But Chris Farley confirmed Pat is a woman.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, I think we all knew that, but it was a funny video. And it's so
it was great for a while.
And it was so ahead of its time.
Yeah. It really was.
It really was.
Well,
and I don't know what the hell was waiting for me. I had purple hair, and I don't know.
I know. Yep, I know.
All right, take care.
Later,
buddy. Hey, back to the TikTok thing before I forget.
Yeah.
You know, Trump is not for this bill.
Right.
All the Republicans.
I've got a clip we could find, but
all the Republicans that are, hey, we love some Trump. Where are you at now? And I worry that when Trump gets in, these are the kind of Republicans we're going to deal with.
Right. I think Trump's nuanced opinion is he doesn't really feel that strongly about it, and he tried to offer it up to the Congress to do something about it during his time, and they kind of sat on it. He didn't really push it that much. And now he's thinking of it in terms of competition. Yeah. He's like, I don't want Facebook to lose competition.
Right.
I don't like Zuckerberg.
Not fair.
Right. So, you know, we'll see where all that goes. All the intrigue. Yeah, there's the government side of this, the legal side of this. What precedents are you setting? You know, what powers are you giving to the government? There's the business side of this, as Urbanite brought up. Mm-hmm. Who's making money off of this scheme, this fire sale, essentially? There's a lot of different angles to this. Something this high profile, and when it's bipartisan the way it is, makes me go, oh, something stinky. Something stinky's afoot.
With TikTok, you're younger than me. Besides Reels, who is their competition? Are there other sites like that out there?
Like TikTok?
Yeah. And I don't know. I'm an old fart.
Well, I think Elon kind of wants to make
Twitter's
it that way.
Twitter's starting to. That's right.
Facebook and YouTube are trying to do that.
And actually,
they are pretty addictive. The shorts are very addictive once you get into them.
But I don't think Elon is threatened by TikTok.
No.
There's the difference.
He's the honey badger, baby. Right. Bringing back that term. Hey, let's go to Erica Thomas, welcoming her back to the show. Hey, Erica, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Joey?
I'm surviving. I'm That's the word I think I'll use. Surviving today. But can we start off with that that big boom that happened in your neck of the woods?
Oh, yeah. That was another big boom. I say this all the time since I've moved down here about a year and a half ago. There's always some sort of big boom going on. Everybody's talking about it. But this time, it was an innocent big boom. It was a positive thing. NASA landed its SpaceX capsule.
Oh, that's cool.
In the Gulf of Mexico, and we felt it and heard it down here.
Like, seriously, what did it sound like, kind of feel like?
Well, I don't know, because the only thing that woke me up was my dogs barking. They, like, lost their minds, and my first thought was, oh my gosh, somebody's breaking in my house. You know, I always go to worst case scenario, always, especially when I'm woken up in the middle of the night. And so I was just getting ready for war, and then I heard nothing. So then I didn't realize what it was until the next day, because I have really been out of the loop lately.
Sure.
I had back surgery, so I've kind of been out of it. This is my first day back to radio, and I'm so thankful. But that was very disturbing to have happen in the middle of my recovery.
Well, and I'm glad. Sounds like the surgery went well, and you sound like yourself, so that's a very good thing.
Yes, it did. It went very well. I'm actually 2 inches taller now than I have been in my life. Like,
wow.
In my adult life.
You had that much compression going on back there?
Yes. It was that bad. So that's the positive part of that. There really isn't a negative part. My surgeon in Mobile did amazing. I can feel my left leg again, so I'm just looking forward to full recovery. I'm going to be doing all the things, you know, all of them.
Now, being down there in South Alabama, are you excited, especially around the coast, are you excited for spring break season? Do you like it when all the tourists and all that? I mean, it gets crazy down there, very crowded.
Well, thankfully, there's DoorDash and Instacart and all these things, so I couldn't go out in the traffic if I wanted to right now. I can't drive for at least another month. But last year, I found out very quickly that traffic is the biggest issue when it comes to spring break.
Yeah.
Of course, I look forward to it because my neighbors, local business owners, the city that's, you know, closest to me, they are going to be benefiting big time for this whole month for spring break. And so I welcome any visitors. I'm thankful for them. They're what keeps a lot of things going, not only in Baldwin County, but statewide. There's a lot of revenue that comes through this and goes back to the rest of the state. So I'm extremely thankful they're here, but I will not be visiting with them.
Amen. I hear that. I'm seeing also here that, you know, a lot's been made of that story. Went national, the Carly Russell story. It looks like she's ready to do a plea agreement, right?
Yes. So as far as the municipal charges, which she was convicted of last year, and just so everybody remembers, I'm sure they do, but she's the girl that said she saw the baby on the side of the interstate on 459 and ended up being a whole hoax. None of it was real. She acted like she was kidnapped.
Right.
So she was convicted of that in the city of Hoover. But then she was going to take it further and appeal it with the state, and they had a trial date set for that. But that trial was canceled, and now they've put in place a plea hearing. So we're expecting her to plead guilty to the charges, and we'll see what happens. Of course, a lot has happened since this. The state of Alabama said, hey, you know what? We need to toughen our rules for people that are reporting a false crime. You know, let's make that a felony. And so we'll see what happens with that as well.
Now, before I let you go here, I want to, you know, pick your brain on the reaction to Senator Katie Britt on the national stage. I've made my opinion quite known. It was a little, this is what I get to do for 1819, do opinions. But what's your sense of just the speech and, like, the reaction to it, seeing our junior senator up there on the national stage?
Well, for me, I have to take it all the way back to the beginning when Katie Britt was campaigning for the Senate seat. And I remember the first time I ever saw her speak. She is extremely extremely passionate.
Oh, yeah.
She just is that way. But when you first, sometimes people, when you first get to know them or first see them, you're like, and I'm a skeptic anyway. Right. I don't believe anybody. I don't believe anybody. I don't trust anybody, especially, you know, people that are trying to take charge of things. I feel uncomfortable about that. But the first time I ever saw her speak, I thought, man, she seems like a cheerleader to me. I was a cheerleader. I know you're kind, you know.
I think, so by the way, I know for a fact you're accurate about that.
Yeah. But I understand the criticism, and I think she does too. And as soon as she accepted to do that response, she had to have known that there was going to be some criticism that came with it. And she is strong. She's made of steel, so that's fine. As you get to know Katie Britton, as you see her speak more and more and the things that she's done, I think people would be able to open up to her a little bit more and understand her more, because this really is how she is. Like, she was being 100% herself. I think she was a little bit nervous during the speech, but who wouldn't be? But she did a great job, and really we need to focus on what she was saying and not her delivery, because what she was saying was extremely important. And especially the fact that they've taken the story about the lady that she met at the border and blown that out of proportion.
Yeah.
I think that's extremely unfortunate. We're talking about human trafficking. This stuff is happening now in the U.S., in our backyard, right down the road from where I live. This stuff is happening. People don't realize what's going on in their own backyards. And I think if they did, they would have taken this speech a little bit more seriously. The point was, we need to have more secure borders so these things don't happen in America. And that's that.
Yeah, and I took it as that's one woman's example, the story she told of how awful mm-hmm. and what happens. And she was one of the ones that was able to get away. The numbers are astounding. It's a huge business. It is a huge toll on people. And it's just depraved and evil. And I was a little shocked by the flippancy of which, but that's America. That's partisan America these days. But I always appreciate your time, Erica. Great to hear your voice again. Great the surgery went well. If folks want to check out what you're writing about, thinking about, how can they do so?
Please check out 1819news.com, and you can email me at news@1819news.com.
Well, next week, talking in. Thank you.
All right, I'll see you. Bye-bye.
Again, Erica Thomas with 1819 News. We got to hit this break. More news and views in the afternoon after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been enjoying a string of pretty nice days this week, but we do have a late-week storm system on the way. Today, though, the warming trend continues, high 76 with a good bit of sun mixed in with some clouds. The nights are also starting to moderate. Tonight's low down to about 50. We'll be near 80 on Thursday with a good bit of sun. The risk of scattered showers and storms returning after midnight on Thursday night. Widespread rain and storms on Friday and periods of showers and storms over the weekend. Rainfall totals could be excessive. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Delrata Publix.
Hi, this is Sharon with the Depot Furniture Gallery. Choosing to advertise with Blue Water was an easy decision to make. Our goal was to increase sales, and they reached the audience that we wanted to connect with. Our sales rep has been great to work with, and we couldn't be happier with the results.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. When you call Alabama Home Mortgage, you will immediately see the difference in pricing. Not only do we offer the most competitive rate, but our closing costs rank among the lowest in the industry. How do we do it? Because we can. We do not have the overhead that big banks and lenders do. Those big banks and lenders have big expenses. And what do? They pass those expenses along to you. Meanwhile, here at Alabama Home Mortgage, we receive wholesale rates which result in big savings that we pass along to you. Don't pay more for less. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our rates and pricing are just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The Tears family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. Now, Eddie, I brought this up yesterday. I'd love your take on it, though. What do you make of all these printing presses shutting down, including Montgomery Advertiser itself?
Well, I've not a fan of the Advertiser. I hate we're losing a local paper, but they're not been local for I don't know how long. But I do remember back in the day when those printing presses there did a lot of dumping of the fluid straight out.
Oh, yeah, the whole Superfund thing?
Yeah, I ain't got over that, man.
Yeah?
So, see ya.
Where else were they supposed to put it?
I don't know. Ask DOT. Oh, wait. They did the same thing.
Yeah, where else were they supposed to put it?
Well, they figure they put it far enough from the river, nobody will notice.
But. I was about to say, could it be up your...
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Now, the other story that I have yet to comment on, because, well, I'm just not surprised, but the Haitian Prime Minister announces he'll resign as gang boss Barbecue declares a quote-unquote bloody revolution.
Yeah.
On the guy's no joke.
No.
What do you think we could... What do you do in a situation like that? If you wanted Haiti to be a free nation, how do you deal with Barbecue?
Well, the way American would deal with it, we'd go to them and try to make them a deal.
Right. Well, let's build a big new soccer complex.
We'll tell them, you can take my gold or you can take my lead, but one way or the other, we're doing the business together.
Right.
But the problem has been, the Clintons have done that for how long?
Right.
And if you remember, I think if you look at Haiti, there's a big part of that island that's not Haiti. You got the DR.
Well, the Dominican Republic.
It's right there. They share that land.
Ooh.
And the DR are not fans of the Haitians because they don't want that kind of lawlessness there.
Right.
Well, that's where I see a big problem's going to happen.
And you see these places poverty-stricken because they are run by warlords. Yep. There's no, even with the government they had, what property rights?
Nothing.
That's what they need. They need property rights. They need basic rule of law. And I think, you don't start up by, let's have a vote. No, I think you got to take care of barbecue.
Yeah, you do. There's no doubt in my mind.
Before anything happens. And it is remarkable how we get all exercised over the fact that the Russians are this way or the Chinese are this way. Like the near-peer competitors, the other great powers, so to speak. But, something, an island nation right on our own back door that has been a basket case for a long, long time.
Forever.
We're just like, But not a big deal.
At what point?
Same thing with Mexico. Same thing with much.
But at
right
what point,
us.
As your average American, I got to be honest, I don't care.
Right.
I've seen so much of my blood and treasures go there and do nothing. Sorry, I don't care anymore. I got to worry about me and mine.
Right.
And
well,
yours.
Some geostrategic thinkers might say this is all kind of what a land power does. Now we're both a land and naval power.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since we, see the shining sea.
That's us.
But we're acting like both. Look at how we mostly wanting to control, say, China in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's how we project power into the Middle East. It's how we project power, especially now with more of the Nordic countries in NATO. You create a naval periphery. We're an air and sea power in that regard. We're not a traditional land power because we've conquered essentially our hemisphere. We're able to project all this, but you just control everybody in the periphery. That first island chain, say, in the east. That, Taiwan's a big part of there. But if you're a land power, and this is what I'm not surprised Russia does, what they do with Georgia, what they did with Ukraine, is you really don't want your neighbors to be that strong. You want them to kind of be basket cases. So when I see how much of a basket case Mexico is, continues to be, how much Haiti and so many other countries to the south of us continue to be, part of me is like, yeah, that's those countries' own faults or their own unique reasons, but we're more than happy to let it sort of fester.
Yeah,
because it's not truly a threat to us yet.
It's not a threat. We like to do nation building, but we like to do nation building on the other side of the ocean.
Now, and then you look to the north, and Canada is one of the weirdest damn places. Now, my friends up there in Boston said they did a trip up to Quebec. They said it is a different country.
It's very. Yeah.
Everybody's French. They don't want to speak English.
No, they don't like you.
Yeah.
They don't like you.
French disdain is pretty damn funny.
Yes.
But I saw this story that Canada has now passed a law. It's a Canadian law that would allow judges to hand down life sentences for speech crimes.
Yeah, it's just so crazy.
That's and now they say it's only for, calling for a genocide. But when, say, a conservative commentator goes, this whole transgender ideology needs to go away, this is not helping anybody, people have called that genocidal.
Mm. So we got opinions that can influence whether you go to jail for life or not.
And I've been sort of jokingly supporting this for a while. I think we should go to war with Canada. Remind them who's actually boss here.
Yeah.
And there was an omen that said, maybe it's not a joke, Jack. Not a joke.
I think...
No. As I'm seeing this news, that the Canadian law would even be able to hand down life sentences for speech crimes, the first ever bald eagle nest found in Toronto.
Oh, America coming over there?
It's an omen that we need to buckle up.
I think Canada's suffering from a lot what U.S. is, and I think they are fixed to come out of it, too. They've letting their feelings make policy, and I hate to say it, but feelings don't make for good policy. And they've got a guy that's coming up through the ranks that's kind of showed these guys what a fraud Trudeau is and these policies, and I think they're heading for a change.
We'll see. And it's a beautiful country, and it's not that populated.
Most Canadians that I've ever dealt with, great folks.
Yes. Well, and America isn't that foreign to them. We're not, honestly, not that different.
They're America's top hat.
Right. Right, but we're not that different. That's why Canadians come join American culture and be in American media and entertainment, and they don't skip a beat.
I took a friend of mine from Hyundai to Canada one time. We went to Detroit, and you look across the river, and there's Canada. And I was like, hey, Larry, that's Canada over there. He looked for a second, he goes, no, it's not. I go, Larry, I know you're from Alabama and all, but that's Canada. He said, it looks just like here, Eddie.
Yeah, man. Most places look like places.
I really blew his mind. I said, we're going to get on that bridge and we're going to head south to Canada.
Goodness gracious. Let's hit a break. More news and views. Second hour coming up here on a Wednesday.